or just fill in the blank. He dreaded to go.
He certainly hated to go. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you went outside and it's not just a little cold outside, you say it's cold.
Really cold.
Okay. What might you say if somebody has said something about you that you don't appreciate, and it, when it gets back to you, you might say, why the very
idea?
Okay. Or what might you say, let's say, if you've done something, if something has happened to you, say like if you were sitting down to a meal and you just fixed your favorite dish and you're about to eat it, the dog jumps up on the table, grabs it, and runs off. What might you say in a situation like that?
I don't know
to express violent discontent or something like that.
I really don't know. Oh, you rascal. I don't know.
Yeah. What's the strongest thing that you say if something, you know, happens like that, that you just perturb you intensely?
I don't use profanity,
yeah,
so I wouldn't have that. Well, I wouldn't have a dog in the house to get my food. I think that's what's bugging me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I use the term good grief
yeah.
a lot. Or,
Say if you had parked your car on an incline next to the lake, and when you got back, your brakes had failed and your car had gone off in the water and sunk. Would you say anything there?
I'd faint.
Express excitement or something like that?
I'd probably blame myself right away for having not done something properly. I'd probably just throw that good grief again at what I've done.
Okay. What about, say, around December 25th? How would you greet somebody that time of year?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
Have you ever heard anything else used?
No.
You ever heard people say Christmas gift?
Yeah, Christmas gift. Uh-huh. Christmas cheers.
Do they really expect a gift then, or
no,
is it
no, I'm sure they don't. I think they just do that.
I see. What about what you would say to somebody around January the 1st?
Happy New Year.
Okay. And if somebody did you a favor in the way of appreciation, you might say, well, I sure am much
obliged to you. I don't say that, but I've heard it said.
Right, okay. We're doing pretty well. We ought to be finished about half hour or something.
Okay.
Like
okay.
What about this expression? Say if you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something or not, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I'll have time.
I might have the time.
Okay. Or if you have to get some things in town, you say that you've got to go downtown to do some
shopping.
Okay. If you buy something at a store, maybe the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
And when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Okay. What about if a store is selling things, excuse me, at less than what they paid for? You say they're selling what? Or
half? Half price or on sale or,
if they weren't making, if they were going to lose money, you'd say they're selling out of
sacrifice?
Okay. Or
bargain or
loss?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about something that you're looking at, maybe like a new car that you admire? You might say, well, I'd sure like to get this, but it just too much.
Costs too much?
If you really want it, you might go to the banker to see if you could
borrow the money.
And he might say, well, we'd like to give you the money, but nowadays money's mighty
scarce.
Right. Okay. At the first of the month, you say that the bill is
due.
And if you're in a club, you have to pay
your dues.
Okay. What about if, say you went, you were going swimming, if there was a board that you could run off and into the water on?